other. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, we were just talking about space-based weapons and how advanced they really are with Dr. Pachinik. Okay, we got 5 minutes, Doc, and Larry Pratt's coming up, folks, on the assault on the Second Amendment. Government is getting more and more corrupt, more and more out of control. Look at the Secret Service and the hookers, all of it. They've got all these super weapons, but they're starting all these wars. They're trying to convert America to the police state. What's the establishment's grand plan, and is there any way to turn it around in your view, Dr. Pachinik?
Yes, I think it's very easy that the American public now yesterday started requiring that states' rights, that they wanted to secede from the Union. I think this is something I wrote about 10, 20 years ago in State of Emergency, that the federal government has lost its legitimacy across the board on the civilian side, legislative, executive, judicial, on the military and the intelligence side. It is no longer a legitimate body of our national, of our republic. It has become a serious problem to our republic and the sustaining of the ability of the republic to remain. So therefore, the question becomes, does the republic really have legitimacy? And the answer is no. The federal government has lost its legitimacy, and I think those who are requiring and asking for states' rights, I think, are right. I wrote about it in the State of Emergency when I said state after state will fight over water resources, and that from now on, our country has to be concerned about domestic issues, taking care of our veterans, taking care of people's jobs, making sure that we grow domestically and not fund some military-industrial complex that General Eisenhower, one of our greatest generals, said we no longer need, is dangerous, and at the same time warned the CIA that they would create a legacy of ashes. His words have come back to resonate 40, 50 years later. We have to decrease and eliminate most of our military across the board, just as George Marshall did when he fired 600 to 700 generals in one day. Eisenhower kept firing them until young men who were 26 and 27 were division commanders. We don't need an army anymore. We have space warfare. We have cyber war. We don't need that. And the notion that we really need is the greatest national security problem we have is our national debt. And the greatest problem in our national debt is that we're not really developing our own economic strength and force. And in doing that, we have to now get rid of those people who have committed the crimes against the state. Number one is Mueller. I think Mueller should be brought forth more than anybody else and investigated for what he has been investigating. Number two is the CIA, and they should be eliminated completely. Number three, the generals, about 300 to 400 should be dismissed right away and taken down to the simplest core of special forces. Number four, I think everybody involved in this Benghazi attack, from Hillary Clinton, should be indicted for war crime. The president should be possibly impeached. Every one of the men in the White House, Donlan, Brannon, particularly should be impeached and indicted, and as well as the Clapper and the DNI, which is totally useless. And General Dempsey should be court-martialed. That's my opinion. I think that's what's going to happen. I think the American public is sick and tired of corruption, of excuses, of lies. And throughout the world, we have been the only country that has lived through those lies and have been able to break through them. The American public is not stupid, and they will not tolerate that. But the lies of 9/11 have come back of 2001 to recapitulate again the lies of Benghazi of 9/11. Congress needs to wake up, but it represents nothing. Congress is now a dead body, has very little legitimacy. The White House has very little legitimacy.
And so all we have is giant organized crime syndicates battling for taxpayer money, and that's why they want to keep raising taxes to get more corporate welfare, and they plan on using the giant welfare hordes as the political muscle to vote the middle class's money directly into the bankers' hands while the dumbed-down welfare queens drool, demanding more goodies.
I think it goes back to the original statement I made 10 years ago on your first show, which said we needed a revolution. Revolution doesn't have to be violent. It has to be one which takes down the totally corrupt White House, totally corrupt Congress, totally corrupt judicial system, totally corrupt FBI, Secret Service is totally corrupt.
It's time to restore the republic. Dr. Pachinik, let me say bye to you during the break. Thank you so much, stevepachinik.com. Thank you. I'm Alex Jones of InfoWars.com. Alex Jones here with a message to fellow freedom lovers. The prognosis for the entire planetary economic system runs from bad to worse. The globalist model is to shut down societies and starve patriots out until they acquiesce to the global takeover. That's why we've assembled the most vital and important preparedness items at InfoWarsShop.com. These are items that I did research on, that I personally use. You've got the Life Straw, so you can turn fetid water into safe water anywhere you go. The K-Tor hand crank generator to charge up key equipment during power outages or out in the field. Strategic Relocation, 3rd edition by Joel Skousen. When Disaster Strikes by Matthew Stein. Therosafe, used by Homeland Security to protect yourself during any radiological event. Hand crank shortwave AM/FM radios. Everything that we've researched and found to be the best is available at InfoWarsShop.com, and your purchase makes our InfoWar possible. We're getting prepared. Are you? InfoWarsShop.com.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
If you're considering a water filter, have you heard about AquaPail? AquaPail from FreezeDryGuy.com has huge advantages over many other water filters. American-made AquaPail units are designed and engineered to not just filter contaminated water, but capture or kill all bacteria and viruses to non-detectable levels. AquaPail has the fastest flow rate of any other water filter on the market, filtering a gallon of contaminated water in about 5 minutes. That's water when you need it, now. Get the world's fastest, safest, and most reliable gravity-fed portable water treatment system for surface, well, and wastewater sources. AquaPail. Available in 4 sizes starting at only $100. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
Alex Jones Show.
And
I think you guessed it. I am Alex Jones. I know we've got a lot of new listeners tuning in every day as the broadcast continues to explode. Well, the bugle has sounded. The charge has begun. Obama is not facing re-election. He has the power of the executive order. He has shown he'll use it like no other president. And he, as a state senator and U.S. senator, we did this in a report last week, read the quotes from the voter guides there in Illinois. He said he believes in the abolition of private ownership. He believes in a total ban of guns. You see Chicago, total ban. You see New York, total ban for the general public. If you're kind of the mafia-connected bigwigs, they can get, you know, armed guards or whatever. You know, the mercenaries, they're always allowed to have their guns. The UN's above the law. They can rape and kill whoever they want, get diplomatic immunity in any city. So that's what it's all about. The government massing weaponry against us, private mercenaries, but we can't have anything. And Obama has said he wants the assault weapons ban back. And Dianne Feinstein, as you know, has said that means physical. She wants California-style where you have to turn them in. She wants gun shows shut down. Again, I did a 20-minute special report last week titled, you know, Proof Obama is Coming for Your Guns. But I thought we should get Larry Pratt on for about 40 minutes or so, and then we'll go to your phone calls, those of you that are holding, and get into some of the economic news that I have not gotten into yet in any detail that we need to cover. But, I mean, this is just from last year and again this year. ATF to accept public comments prior to outlawing shotguns. And then you go, they have a link in the Greeley Gazette, it should have been national news, to the ATF, and they said, oh, we're going to have a rulemaking saying we're going to ban most shotguns, 60-plus percent made in the last decade, that can take a clip, that can be converted to take a clip. Well, that's any gun that is semi-auto or pump that you load in the bottom. That's pretty much all my shotguns. So it's not just law. They're suing gun manufacturers, Bloomberg, who also wants to tell you what you can eat and drink. These are control freaks. They want us to live like folks in Chicago and New York with 6-7 locks on our doors. The great people in New York and Chicago not allowed to defend themselves. This is mafia government. We're on the air, by the way, in Chicago. We've had folks call in saying they wish they could have guns. Almost impossible to get one. And they harass people statewide there. But those cities is where they really restrict it. California, highly restrictive. And if you look at a map of the world, most countries have banned guns outright. And they always follow the same pattern. So the plunge is happening now. And I know Larry Platt doesn't like to be alarmist, but what did Barry Goldwater say? Extremism and defense of liberty is no vice. So I really want him, pun intended, to hit him with both barrels, gunowners.org. He's the executive director of Gun Owners of America for over 30 years, needs no introduction. And again, the NRA's gotten better. I remember talking to Larry 12 years ago and saying that you've got to go after the NRA for their 68 Gun Control Act support, for their current support. And he finally started going after them a few years ago when they were basically saying, oh, we can have some, you know, restriction. They've gotten a little better, but still gun owners is the place to keep the NRA honest. So all I can say is go sign up, become a member, and get their free email alerts, gunowners.org, because we would have our guns basically banned if it wasn't for Gun Owners of America and you supporting them and many others. And it's just a fact. Understand, folks, we don't have a lot of allies, but the ones we've got are like big junkyard dogs in defense of the Republic. Larry, how bad is it? Because we know the former chief of staff at the White House said we're going to put you on a no-gun buy list. We know they're moving towards that. I mean, they are licking their chops right now. Obama said in the second debate that he wants to ban not just semi-auto rifles, but handguns. So they're letting us know the UN is reconvened. They're letting us know that UN goal of, quote, banning civilian ownership of firearms, saying they threaten the legitimate power monopoly of the state. That's July 7th, 2001, UNIDIR. I mean, how bad is it? What is the state of our precious Second Amendment, the only country really in the world left other than Switzerland that doesn't have disarmed slaves?
Well, Alex, first of all, thank you so much for letting me appear before your viewers and listeners. You have a tremendous audience, and I'm very grateful every time I have a chance to visit with you. I don't think your concerns are misplaced. I think this president showed us during the time when he still had to face reelection that he didn't have any basic problems, certainly no moral objection, to ruling illegally and to ruling unconstitutionally. And his use of the executive order is something like perhaps 10 times what George Bush's was, and his was quite a bit more than those before him. So we have seen government growing like a metastatic cancer here in Washington and its enclaves all around the country, and I suppose around the world. It's just stunning to me that we have reelected a man who really doesn't give a rip about his oath of office. Whatever he understands by the Constitution isn't what the founders understood. And so I think we're in for, as you're indicating, a real tough time. I would have no surprise if the president were to have his Department of Justice issue an edict to gun stores who were ultimately under them through the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives, which is part of the Department of Justice, telling their dealers, you'll lose your license after, maybe 30 days from now if you sell another handgun that has a caliber bigger than 380, or if you sell a long gun, rifle or shotgun, that accepts a high-capacity magazine. And as you indicated, that's probably most of your shotguns. And any rifles you might have might also fit that same description. It's going to hit, if he were to do something like that, in a way that the dealers would have no choice, because unconstitutionally, they have to have it right now. They have to have a permit, a license from the federales in order to be able to open a business and stay in business. And the day they pull that license from any dealer, he's out of business. He can no longer sell any of his guns to the general public. He's finished. And so if your livelihood depends on that unconstitutional scrap of paper, well, you're going to tend to do whatever you're told from Washington or else. And so I can see something like that happening. And by the way, it would probably make the UN so happy, because in countries where they do let you have a gun, my wife's from Panama, and their laws are rather similar to those of Latin America. If you can crawl over enough glass and you have enough connections and you finally get a permit, you'll be limited to a 380, and you won't be able to have any long gun that accepts a high-capacity magazine. So that would make us so much more responsible in the eyes of the rest of the world. You know that that will be one of the arguments that, well, our good friends, if we're going to be a responsible citizen in the world community, these are the kinds of conditions that we will have to impose upon ourselves in order to be a good neighbor in the international community. Barf. I'm afraid that's what's coming down. And there's two ways that I think we can try to deal with this. One is that there are a small number of representatives coming to the Congress, the likes of which there have never been in my memory. Maybe if I go back to John Ashbrook, somebody like that was a very outspoken conservative and died mysteriously in a Senate campaign years and years ago. But for the recent past, we've had nobody like Steve Stockman, who just got elected from a district outside of Houston to the east and to the north, and Jackie Walorski in the northwest corner of Indiana. These two have a history that tells me, and since I know them personally, I'll just describe them, but I understand there may be a handful of others coming with the same steel backbone that these two have. When Stockman was in Congress for his one term with the class of 94, he introduced a bill to overturn the recently enacted Clinton gun ban. And the Republicans were even more, if you will, gun-shy than they are now. This was a controversial issue. They didn't want to talk.
I get where you're going. It's time to get on the offense or we're cooked. It's over. We either realize we either gain ground or we're going to lose it all. This is a war. We cannot just keep having battles. We have to literally go dig these people out. We have to call them the authoritarian scum they yes. are, because listen, the gun culture is, well, the reason they call us bitter clingers is they know it's the core. It's what brings everybody together. Even liberals I know on social issues get now that they need guns, and we're gaining ground on this. So they're coming in to take it all. The final battle is starting to really unfold.
I think so. I think we're going to see the fangs bared by this administration again. No more elections that he has to worry about, and I don't think he worries about his party. I don't think he worries about anything.
What's your point about himself. The people and bringing bills up? Is that what you were getting at? Is it time to go on the offense?
It's time to go on the offense. It's time to reintroduce and to push all over again repealers that repeal whole swaths of unconstitutional federal gun laws. Stockman did it against his Republican leadership when he was in. We were in a meeting in Dick Armey's office. He was the majority leader then, and he told us to our face, you're not going to get a vote on Stockman's bill. If you do, it'll be over my dead body. Well, Gingrich was a little politically moxier. We did get the vote because Gingrich didn't want Gun Owners of America messing over his guys in their districts over this issue.
That's right. We've got to really just remove the rhinos, put real people in there. I want to come back and get into what I'm now seeing on the news. They're saying it's racist to own guns. Kind of like if you don't want government-run health care, you're racist. And Obama is now being called the conqueror I mean, this is some really scary nomenclature we're hearing. Stay with us.
We just had a terrible storm in the east, but we are all still in the eye of the perfect storm. We have the most devastating economic conditions since the Great Depression, America's worst drought in agricultural history, and what about the presidential election? This perfect storm is a huge threat to everyone's food supply. eFoods Direct is preparing for the shortages, and you had better do the same. I can warn you, but I can't feed you. You know that eFoods is the best tasting and safest food on the planet. We all need a bunch of storable and usable food from eFoods Direct. None of us wants to be standing in a bread line trading our freedom for food. Anyone who doesn't take control of their uncertain future has to be just a little bit nuts. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Starting Thursday, November 22nd at midnight through Monday, November 26th, you can save 25 to 30% on the Black Friday specials. Give the gift of food security. Would you rather prepare 6 months too early or 1 day too late? Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
You know what happens to your digestive health around the holidays? Right. Unusual schedules and foods you don't normally eat can cause upset stomach and indigestion. But you can prepare your digestive tract with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse from Terraganics.com. Pro-EM-1 is all natural and made with certified organic ingredients. It contains no genetically modified ingredients or preservatives and has no animal products, wheat, soy, dairy, or gluten. Pro-EM-1 does not require refrigeration, so you can take it with you, over the river and through the woods to Grandma's house. Pro-EM-1 supports a healthy, regular digestive system, supports weight loss, and improves absorption of food nutrients. Improve your digestion and keep off those extra pounds with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse. Call or click Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. Toll free, 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's CARNIVORA.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's on. Obama said in the second debate that he didn't want to just ban semi-automatic rifles. He wants to ban your handguns that are semi-automatic. That's most handguns. And they've got the UN treaty coming up that once it's passed, the member nations, 50% vote, 51%, it becomes law here. They've got more Democrats in the Senate. And we're in deep trouble. I mean, we've never had the Second Amendment hanging by a thread. And they try to play this double game of going, we don't want your guns. You're stupid to go out and buy them, even though every gun I've bought over the last 20-something years has gone up in price. It's amazing. And they really can't stand the fact that we know they're liars and we're voting with our dollars, and the fact that our gun culture, I just showed the Huffington Post article there in the last segment if you're watching on PrisonPlanet.tv, but it says Obama's got to do something about this growing gun culture. They are hitting the panic button. Will you guys pull that back up? That was a great article you found. They are panicking. No, not that article about General Petraeus, but that one, yeah. Obama must take drastic action to end gun culture, to end our culture. See, the media has destroyed our culture. They've destroyed Christianity. They've destroyed everything. We don't have anything left, hardly, but guns. I hate to say that, but that's the one thing people still get. I'm not a slave. I have a right to defend myself. Places that take the guns have higher crime. Larry Pratt, I mean, is that an overstatement that at so many levels, the strongest thing we've got at so many areas is the guns, and they know it, and they are launching a total assault on it. A, do you agree? B, what do we do to defeat them? I mean, I agree with you. Go on the offense.
Well, in addition to going on the offense, and I think now we have some players who are willing to play offense. I mentioned two of them, Steve Stockman, a new representative in the House of Representatives here in Washington, and Jackie Walorski, also a new representative. They have a history of standing up to their party leaders, elected leaders. In Jackie Walorski's case, she bucked Governor Mitch Daniels, who is known as a fiscal conservative. Well, he wanted to raise taxes to balance the budget, and she bucked him and got the whole caucus eventually to go along with her, forcing him to make cuts instead of raising taxes. Now, in a way, that's almost it's at least as impressive as what Stockman did, because Stockman got his vote on the gun issue. And unlike the last time, if it goes over to the Senate, it's not going to be smothered by a Bob Dole. And Harry Reid has shown that when push comes to shove, he's a little reluctant to have an up or down vote on a gun issue. And so what I think might well happen is we'll get something out of the House. It'll go over to the Senate. Reid won't want to bring it up. But the rules of the Senate are rather somewhat more available for getting things done. And as an amendment, on threat of a filibuster, I can see somebody like Jim DeMint, Mike Lee, Rand Paul, Ted Cruz, somebody of that sort, making sure that there's a fight to amend, a spending bill that the president has shown in the past he will sign even with pro-gun amendments to it. And that way we could actually have the prospect of getting something done.
Sure. So it's time to get on the offense. Briefly, we're going to come back with part of the next segment and then let you go, because I know you're a busy man. Oh, you had one more point?
No, we can break if you need to. That's fine.
No. I was just going to say, shifting gears, another subject, because I mentioned it before the break. We are seeing, and I'm getting callers saying this, when I'm defending the Second Amendment, saying you're just a racist. And I go, what does that mean? And they can't even say, and now I'm seeing MSNBC and people say, aha, the age of the white man's over. You're going to have to turn your guns in. And I'm getting emails and seeing comments on YouTube. This is some new meme it's like a weird reverse racism or something. And the cover of Newsweek says, you're white, you're history, the Obama conquest. And he's in a Napoleon outfit with a sword. It's like some on the left now just are screaming for authoritarianism, but it's almost like Hitlerian, though, because it's mixed with a weird racial vitriol that I guess MSNBC's been able to sell. It's very bizarre.
Yeah, they've learned that many conservatives, or at least many, quote, Republicans, are cowed by the playing of the race card. And I think what we need to do is to, if we're, I speak Spanish, I address Spanish audiences. I did a debate for an hour on CNN in Espanol. And the point has to be made that the fact that guns are readily available here is why America is different. It's a tangible expression of the American spirit that we the people are in charge, not the governments from which you fled to get here to America.
I want to hear you break that down further when we come back, because it's fundamental that if they can get our guns, they believe they've won. I mean, because then it's about living under the socialists. They're going to take everything we got. I mean, this is slavery. Hitler took the guns. Stalin took the guns. Lenin, Mao. Mao Zedong's political power grows out of the barrel of a gun. The big government people don't like the fact we've got the gun.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Strategic relocation is a systematic way to think strategically in the future about how do I safeguard.
Renowned author and expert, Joel Skousen.
The U.S. isn't building huge underground bases and bunkers because of some terrorist threat. They know that a massive nuclear attack is coming. They want that attack to come.
Joel Skousen is renowned as one of the world's foremost experts in strategic relocation and the securing of your home.
What I tell people is that you do have time. We talk about natural disasters, the health environment. We talk about pollution, the water quality. My personal experience about being in every one of these states, most people won't even be ready, won't be able to get out of town because there'll be absolute panic.
There is no preparedness without strategy. This Christmas, give the gift of preparedness. Strategic Relocation, the film with Joel Skousen and Alex Jones. Available only at InfoWarsShop.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you think your home is toxic? According to the Consumer Protection Agency, over 150 chemicals found in the average home are connected to allergies, birth defects, cancer, and psychological disorders. The proven fact is, we live in the most toxic environment in history. Yes, toxins can be killers, but there's something you can do. Detoxify your body with the Ion Cleanse detoxification system from A Major Difference. The Ion Cleanse is made in the USA, carries the best warranty in the industry, and comes with a no-risk, money-back guarantee. We have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and are trusted by thousands of doctors worldwide. Visit IonCleanse.com. That's IonCleanse.com. Or call 877-315-8638. That's 877-315-8638. Invest in your health with the Ion Cleanse from A Major Difference. IonCleanse.com. One of the most important decisions you will ever make.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
Okay, Mark Faber, I tell you, he's been incredibly accurate predicting things. He's just preparing for massive market meltdown. We're going to get to that and then some of your phone calls when Larry Pratt leaves us. Larry, I've been asking a lot of the questions here. I want you to be able to add any other points that you think are important for listeners and other assaults we're going to see. But they tell us they're coming after our guns. They go. You got a Second Amendment. We just have a right to take them. But finishing up the point that you were trying to get to, because they say, it's racist that our guns are killing people in Mexico. Well, Mexico's banned guns, and most of the guys that have them, it's hand grenades and grenade launchers and machine guns. They're not getting those at gun stores. You know, it's turned out the ATF was shipping them directly into Mexico. Fast and Furious goes a lot deeper, but finishing up with this weird racial vitriol where Time Magazine says you're white, you're history, and shows Obama as a general with a sword. I mean, that's pretty, they show him as a dictator. They also show him as Lincoln and say he may have to deal with the states. We have Texas now in less than 24 hours, what is it, 50-something thousand signatures now? It was 25,000 an hour saying we want to secede. We need to just kick the globalists out of this country and just take our country back. But, where do you see Obama going? And, again, you were trying to finish your point about this whole racism angle. It's like, hey, I don't like lemon pie. Why are you racist? You know, it's like, hey, I don't like your food at this restaurant. What are you, racist? It's just this, and people call in like it's powerful. Like, they're going to say, why are you a racist when I'm talking about not wanting to shut down our coal power plants? And I go, well, what do you mean I'm racist? Well, you know you are. You don't like Obama. And I go, yeah, I don't like him. He's a front man for the globalists. I mean, it's like a religion now. I mean, what can you say to this? You were getting cut off by the break talking about your CNN debate.
Well, I think it's somewhat disappointing for the other side to realize that there are a number of us on the right who I'm married to a Latin American woman, have been for almost 50 years, and I can debate them in Spanish. And so that kind of takes a little bit of the starch out of their shirt, I think, because it doesn't fit the stereotype that somebody that they just assume, if you don't agree with me, as you were saying, Alex, it's one size fits all. Well, you're a racist. I mean, if you don't agree with me down the line, everything I say, you're a racist. They don't increasingly have the ability to debate their point. And when I did the CNN debate in Spanish, they felt, I guess they were comfortable with the strength in numbers, so it was 3-1. But, you know, it's all the same argument, so I was really only debating one other, that argument that they all three were making. And they don't, I'm not sure they figured out how to get out of that pit. Now, so far, they were able to do a very effective job with Mitt Romney, because Mitt Romney, who doesn't share, say, a Reagan view of America's greatness, and he doesn't know how to articulate it, that's for sure, and he didn't. And so he let Obama get away with anything he wanted. And, in fact, as you say, they came up with the race card in the Fast and Furious scandal. Wait, excuse me? Those are Mexicans that are dying, almost none of whom trace back to Spain through my wife's lineage. These are people who are brown, who are typical Latin Americans. And I thought it was kind of racist to kill some 400 plus and counting with guns that our government sent down there for that purpose.
But I mean,
and why isn't that racist?
Sure. I mean, you're right. But I mean, it's literally, like you said, you go, hey, I don't want socialism. I don't want to lose our freedoms. And they just call in and go, you're a racist.
Right.
And then they wait like you're about to fall over. And I guess they repeat talking points of MSNBC and Chris Matthews and Rachel Maddow and all of them. I mean, they get up there and they say, if you don't like healthcare, it's because you're racist. I know government's going to ruin healthcare. And look, the prices are already going up. The economy's shutting down. I mean, socialism. I had a guy call in, who said he was a socialist. And when I said, well, I don't like socialism, he's endorsed communism before. His name's John from Ohio. He's called many times. He's a white guy. And when I said, look, socialism doesn't work, he goes, well, that's a typical racist statement. And I'm like, I mean, the Russians are white. It didn't work over there. I mean, you know, there's hardly any black people over there, maybe, you know, 1 out of 1,000. What is that now, racist too? I mean, it's like, I mean, if I say I like lemon pie over cheesecake, they go, that's racist. I mean, it's like if I say I like blue skies instead of, you know, red skies. All they say is that. It's like a weird cult of people just like parrots. Racism, racism, right? It's really bizarre. Racism, racism, racism.
Some of the folks that have been produced by the public schools, the government schools, are probably okay with that comeback. That's racist. But frankly, a lot of people in this country still can think. And if that's the way they want to conduct a debate in front of the American people, bring it on. I think it's time we have that debate and let the whole country see just how inadequate their arguments
are. But why would Newsweek come out and have David Frum, who's attacked me 7 Ways to Sunday, come out and say, if you're white, your history. I mean, that is and then I see that as a meme online. It's like trying to, I guess they want, the left really wants to try to have a race war in the hopper.
Well, golly, you're going to have to be attacked by somebody of more substance than Newsweek. They're no longer publishing in paper. They're only online. The American people are not buying that stuff. And if that little kept house conservative Mr. Frum is happy associating with Newsweek, bless his heart, more power to him.
You're right. He is just a piece of work. What do you think this election really signified? I mean, I saw a lot of fraud against Romney. I just call it like I see it. Some states didn't even count that day's votes and just said that Obama was the winner. I see them saying conservatives and libertarians had better become socialists if you ever want to win the Democrats. Well, I mean, if you became Stalin, they would become Lenin. If you became Lenin, they would become Marx. There's no way to ever become them to win because you've already become them. You've got to go out and promote real constitutionalism. We saw 12 million to 15 million Ron Paul people go out and not vote this time because of the way they were treated. And in a way, some say, let it get worse. That's what will cause real change. I mean, is there a way to make lemons out of this lemonade?
Well, I'd prefer to make lemons that I purchased rather than that were shoved down my throat.
Sure.
But I'll do what I have to do. And so in addition to going on the offense in Congress, which I think now we might be able to do, we also need to keep in mind, and you and I have talked about this before, there is in most of our states the very powerful institution of the county sheriff. In fact, one of the things I'd urge people to buy at our site at gunowners.org in the media section where we have the bookstore, or one other site, you'll find the bookstore. It's called The County Sheriff by Richard Mack. You've probably interviewed him.
Excellent book. We carry it as well. People should go to gunowners.org and buy that book and give it to your sheriff and give it to all the sheriff candidates.
Yes, that's exactly. Read it first so you're sure you know what's in it. But it's the history and the constitutional doctrine of the sheriff as the top cop because he's the only cop that has an immediate delegation of authority via election from we the people. By we the people. And so it is very important that we increase the number of these constitutional sheriffs throughout the land who are willing and able to tell the feds, not in my county. If what you're trying to do is not in Article 1, Section 8 of our federal constitution, and there's a couple other things the constitution tells them to do as well, then you're not going to do it here in this county.
And the sheriff gets their authority from the state constitutions. Expanding on that, what do you make of nullification? I think that's something we're going to really see explode now.
The sheriff is the guy who can nullify. A state legislature can nullify enacting legislation that's, and some states have done it, saying there's not going to be any exchange for Obamacare in our state. They are just flat out telling the feds, take a hike. That's what the federal system was designed to do. And now with 25 states, I think is the latest count, petitioning the White House for secession. And it's a rather more serious matter than any of the other states when Texas does that, because Texas came into the union with the proviso, explicit proviso, that it can also say adios and it can be on its way.
And that's why it's called the Lone Star State, because it has that proviso built in. Go ahead.
So I think that's a very serious threat. Texas is one of the few healthy economies in this among the states of this country. It's robust. It has a conservative political culture. And frankly, I think there could be a majority of Texans that say, you know, why not? We've got our own sea coast. If they can't really boycott our airports because we have too many hubs that are central for the airlines. We're just too important for them to ignore. Do they really think they're going to invade Texas and take it over? They tried that once, and they got away with it that one time. I don't think they'd get away with it this time. I don't think the military most of them would say, that's not a constitutional order. I'm not going to do it.
Well, the Texas legislature last year said, you're not going to grope us anymore because all of the House reps been flying into Austin had been getting groped. Unanimous House vote. Dewhurst killed it in the Senate, so he lost his national Senate run. Cruz says he's going to support the Second Amendment, a Ron Paul type guy. We'll see if that's really the case. But expanding on all of this, they threatened a federal blockade with aircraft. I say, throw me in that briar patch. Let's get this confrontation going. Let's show what crooks you are.
Right. And I think that blockade would hurt the remaining states more than it would hurt Texas. And it could well precipitate a sympathetic joining of Texas's action.
You know it's going to happen. We need Texas to lead out of this New World Order takeover, and then we can reconstitute the republic. Because there's no doubt, Larry, we've got a globalist takeover in Washington. They think they've conquered this country. They brag on the news that these foreign banks have taken us over. They're the ones that want us disarmed so that they can create socialism to suck our money offshore to themselves. And they want to use a giant gaggle of illegals and welfare queens as their army. And I just, you know, it's time to call them on it. It's time to get in their face.
Texas could effectively seal its own border. That would be an extremely positive first step, whether or not they ultimately secede, to simply say, we're being invaded. United States, you're supposed to protect us from invasion. You're not. We're going to take that over because we didn't give that power away. We just said that was something the federal government should do. But if you're not going to do it, we're going to do it. And what are the feds going to do? Invade Texas in order to not close the border? I think at some point the American people are going to say, what? One of the biggest problem I saw with Romney is he, as a liberal, would not join issues, and he would not call Obama the socialist that he is. He would not specifically draw attention to the many socialist programs that Obama has been implementing and advocating, and he would not address the country in terms of the greatness of America, what it has been and what it can be again. He didn't spell any of that out.
Sure, because he couldn't. He agreed with Obama on so much. Right. And instead of, again, people going and joining the globalist, this is a real shot across the bow of the Republicans that no more games. They're not co-opting the liberty movement. It's over. They're either going to disappear and let the Democrats take over, and a bunch of states are going to secede, or the power structure is going to get it.
Right. They're either going to have to act like Republicans talk. In other words, they're going to have to walk the talk. Or I agree with you. There will be, at first, I think we might see next election an increase in what we saw this time. The establishment continue to lose in contests that are brought by conservatives. The one in your Texas Senate race was a great example of an outsider challenging the establishment, Dewhurst. And Dewhurst showed what the establishment was like. He's a facilitator of all that is wrong in Texas. He makes it happen or keeps reform from happening as a lieutenant governor there in Texas.
Exactly.
He had a terrible record, and Cruz called him on it, showed how you should run a campaign. And when people hear that there is a distinction being drawn by somebody who really believes in freedom, the freedom fighter is often going to win.
Well, Chad, there's no doubt Ron Paul would have beaten Obama, but the Republicans had to throw him out of there. And so now look what they've gotten. Larry Pratt, by the way, we were at gunowners.org. Never seen this happen before. We crashed your site, buddy.
Gee, thanks a lot, Alex.
All right,
we'll have it back up shortly.
Yeah. All right. Well, yeah, everybody should go there and sign up for the free email alerts. Thank you so much, Larry Pratt.
God bless you, my friend. Thanks.
There he goes. He's going off to another interview in 15 minutes. All right. I said I'd take some phone calls. I've got the economic news I need to hit. Is Trent ready in Illinois? Because we'll go to a call right now. All I can say is there's a lot of breaking news at Infowars.com. Right now, FEMA is now telling people in New York and New Jersey not to bring food to people, that only they're allowed to do it. Stocks tumble as congressman predicts economic riots in America. Kurt Nimmo, U.S.-Canada integrated cybersecurity agenda. Why Obama wants your guns and the rest of your freedoms. What an incredibly important raft of articles. Don Salazar, citizens from 34 states petition White House to secede from the U.S. Another big article there. San Diego residents face 6 years in prison for washing their own cars. It actually says the local news, and they're saying, yes, you wash your car, we're going to arrest you. If your dog poops, $100,000 fine. Notice they're doing gun confiscation drills in Arizona saying, well, because some people leave cartridges in the desert. Oh, so everybody's a slave now. It's like the Soviet model. Somebody does something wrong in this town, we'll randomly line 10 of the townspeople up and shoot them. That's how the authoritarians work. Somebody leaves a cartridge in the desert, all your guns must be turned in. We're running checkpoints. Let's jam in a call right now. Trent in Illinois, you're on the air. Go ahead.
How you doing, Alex?
Good.
I want to start off by saying I do not support Obama, and I do not support the actions that he is undergoing with the country at the moment. But my real question I want to get your take on, when are we going to see Denver Airport come into play? From the research that I've done, is that it's going to be the base for the globalist elite to survive while they're just destroying everything.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's official that Colorado is the designated secondary capital. It's got a bunch of underground bases in Colorado Springs. They're at NORAD and all over Denver. There's a bunch of underground stuff there at Denver. That's just the globalists digging in case they have a nuclear war with China or Russia. And they have the COG government operating there. The Congress is all vestigial. Unless Congress stands up and retakes its power. So, that's my take on that, on the Denver airport, sir.
So you think that we're going to be seeing a lot more action with it coming here shortly?
No, we already have a NORTHCOM military over the U.S. We already have Space Command based there. The real government is based there. That's why there's more underground bunkers and underground railways and missile bases than you can shake a stick at. That's the head of NORTHCOM. That's the head of the military-industrial complex. It's run by foreign banks. That's the real capital. The whorehouse on the Potomac, D.C., is just the crime syndicate minions that are there as a facade of a vestigial ceremonial crust.
Have you ever wanted to generate your own supply of electrical power, even save money on your electric bill? If so, this could be one of the most important messages you will ever hear. Solar power generators are now available. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity from the sun. It's like having an electrical power plant running quietly in your own home. Run sump pumps, shortwave radios, computers, and even keep your food from spoiling. Whether it's hurricane, ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never suffer through painful power outages again. And here's the best news. A remarkable fall truckload sale is going on right now that gets you $1,700 in bonuses when you buy a solar generator. To find out why these solar generators are the best generators and get $1,700 in bonuses for doing so, go to falltruckloadsale.com. That's falltruckloadsale.com. Generate your own supply of electricity. Go to falltruckloadsale.com. That's falltruckloadsale.com.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your fake TV for only $34.95, go to FakeTV.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to FakeTV.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
Hi, my name is Annette, and due to menopause symptoms for nearly 2 years, I suffered severe hot flashes, which prevented me from sleeping all night. It was so hard to work because I continued all day to have the hot flashes from hell. I was exhausted and depleted. After only 3 weeks on One World Way, I have no hot flashes, and I'm sleeping normally again. I feel energized and strong. This is an amazing product.
It is a little-known fact that every single cell of your body is supposed to produce 10% of its protein content as glutathione. But due to toxicity and aging, it does not. Could glutathione be a missing factor in optimal cell function for your entire body? If you restore the optimal glutathione levels in your cells, especially your glands and organs, then as a result, your glands and organs work better. Imagine the quality of life improvement you might have. To order One World Way, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
The preacher man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a gold dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown.
I live back in the woods, you see.
I live back in the woods, you see. A woman and the kids and the dogs and me.
And the man, the foreign bankers, the banksters, they don't like that.
I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive.
And the worst part is,
country folks can survive.
They know that rural independent people, on average, don't buy the establishment's bull
all day long. I can catch catfish.
And that's why they're doing everything they can to shut down our rural communities and to kill the gun culture.
We make our own whiskey and our own smoke, too. Ain't too many things these old boys can't do.
And what the establishment wants is to get you to turn your guns in. And then they can really drop the hammer on us. Because they can't starve us out and they can't make us run.
Because you can't starve us out and you can't make us run. Those wooden old boys raised on shotguns.
And that's what the system wants to get rid of. What you need to do, no matter what race, color, creed, religion you are, is get self-sufficient. And realize that, hey, we can all kill each other later if you want, if that's what you want to do. But we need to understand the globalists are taking over our world. It's a scientific takeover, and it's anti-human, it's anti-God, and we better come together against the New World Order. You know in your gut it's true. You know intellectually it's true. And it's time for moron mainline conservatives to stop thinking they're part of the elite. It's time for liberals to start waking up and not thinking they're part of the elite. It's time to realize we're all in deep trouble and humble ourselves. Look at some of these headlines. Syrian opposition says West has promised military aid. More arms to Al-Qaeda. 6,125 proposed regulations and notifications posted in the last 90 days. The feds post it and let you comment and ram it forward. Like the Federal Reserve under Frank Dodd has its new enforcers over any business where they can just take things over. Private Federal Reserve is becoming a government agency openly. So in a way, you can say it's government, but unaccountable. A private government of pirates. It's now up to 34 states petitioning, with just a few dozen last night, an additional 10 or so now, to secede. Again, at Don Salazar, Infowars.com. Mark Faber, prepare for massive market meltdown, and that's out of CNBC. But get ready here. They've had members of Congress come out and say things are going to implode. Stocks tumble as Congressman predicts economic riots in America. Louisiana Republican warns day of reckoning rapidly approaching. And the government will play the part of the savior and say, give me VAT, give me carbon tax, and that's in the news, and that new money will keep the welfare checks going. Now, it won't matter that 90% of that money will go to foreign banks. As long as they say, we're going to give it to the poor people, and they'll still get their check in devalued dollars and won't be able to buy as much, but that'll be okay. And I'll get to hear all day how it's evil and how I want the poor to starve if I don't want this. There's a reason the mega rich want this. It's called a takeover. Here's one. Board of Governors of Federal Reserve System agencies issue statement on supervisory practices regarding financial institutions and borrowers affected by Hurricane Sandy. The Federal Reserve now regulates. Can the Federal Reserve help prevent a second recession? Oh, they're saving us. Is the Federal Reserve using money laundering techniques to cleanse banks' balance sheets? Well, of course, it's a narcotics trafficking operation. That's Forbes. And it goes on and on and on and on. Very important articles. And the most important of the day just came out by Paul Watson. I want it red-linked. Why Obama wants your guns and the rest of your freedoms. Second Amendment in the crosshairs. They're coming. And we've got them from every hill and mountain, like Paul Revere announced. The New World Order is here. They're coming. We're under attack.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even if I ate a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered
word longevity. The longevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.